This is the local VK5 news segment. And now from Wison, South Australia.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of Wison Australia and its committee. Tonight, Sunday the 1st of October, the Wison Australia Net will be held at 2800 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link repeater network. You don't have to be a WISE member to participate in this net, and new amateur radio operators are welcome, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net tonight from 2000 hours local time. The next WISE Australia social get-together will be held on Saturday the 14th of October, and will be held down at the Scouts SA Adventures Activity Centre, which is located at Anne Sammy North Ganoel. So, save the date, Saturday the 14th of October, into your diaries and calendar now, so you don't miss out on this event. The day will finish off with free complimentary barbecue, sausages, soft drinks, etc., and no amateur guests will go home hungry or thirsty on the day. Doors open around 10 a.m. on the day. We look forward to your attendance on the day on the next social get-together that will be held on Saturday the 14th of October, and don't forget to vote on this day for the referendum. We thank Scouts SA for providing the extra facilities for our use. The Shannon's Adelaide Rally, which is being held over the 17th to the 19th of November across the Adelaide Hills region. This rally is a full tarmac rally and no dirt is involved in this event. WISE Australia and its highly professional and skilled volunteers have been requested to provide radio communications and logistic support for this event across the 3 days. The event is top class and contains the latest high-end Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Porsches, Aston Martins, McLarens, Bentleys, Lotus and a range of other fully exotic vehicles. If you like quality vehicles, this is your chance to get up close to these vehicles as a WISE Australian volunteer. There are volunteer vacancies for volunteer ham radio operators to assist in this event, and we look forward to hearing from you if you can assist, and what a great way to utilise your radio skills and skills. A fuel refund reimbursement contribution will be provided to all volunteers to assist with this event. You can register for this event as a WISE Australian volunteer on the Rally SA website, and just Google for Rally SA and click on the register link and click on the WISE volunteer link. You can also register for the event by contacting the President of WISE Australia via the contact links on the WISE Australian webpage. Just Google us or check WISE SA out on the Facebook page. Each volunteer will receive a free limited edition collector's shirt along with a goodies gift box from the event organisers. A reminder again, not to forget, tonight, Sunday the 1st of October, the WISE Australia Net will be held at 2800 hours local time utilising the Adelaide Link repeater network. And we look forward to chatting to you on the net tonight. This has been David, VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the WISE Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event. 73 all.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from AHARS. The analysis on the questionnaire has been performed, and once the committee has had a chance to discuss and absorb the results, we may publish them for all to read. Stay tuned. The presentation on Project Horus and the balloon launches by the AREG Club was really interesting. A great presentation. Thanks, Mark, VK5QI. And Mark has given us the URL for where we can look at the slides. Have a look in the email for the link. I'm not going to try and read it out here. I've heard on the grapevine from Tony, VK5FBIC, who visited Phil, VK5SRP, in Modbury Hospital today, that he's doing quite well. We all wish him the best and as speedy a recovery as can possibly be had in his current situation. I'm sure we all feel deeply concerned for Pat and Phil at this time. There will be no October Saturday tech session held due to a prior booking for the hall, so take the day off and mow the lawn instead. Also, don't forget that if you're interested in taking part in the workshop with Keith, VK5OQ, to build a balun suitable for an off-centre fed OCF dipole, to drop me an email at president@ahars.au. We're planning to have this as our Saturday session for December, and we are hoping to put together a whole kit to assemble on the day. We are hoping that the kit will be in the vicinity of $30 to $35 for everything. We are still firming up the details for the follow-up Telescopes in the Park evening with Kim Thalassoudis. The plan is to hold it on a Saturday evening, proposed for 21st of October, at the Goodwood Orphanage Park. A chicken, chips and salad sumptuous repast for a modest fee of around $5 each will be provided. Wives and partners definitely invited. There will be a limited number of places available, approximately 30 people, and it's planned to have a number of telescopes for people to have a look through, as well as a large screen monitor to show Kim's electronically enhanced astronomy software output in real time. There will be a special booking site, Eventbrite, to register on, and it's expected that those wishing to participate will prepay by direct deposit into the AHAR's bank account. There will be an emergency number advertised in case the weather turns inclement and the event cannot go ahead. Clouds and rain do not mix with telescopes outside. The AHAR's annual dinner is to be held on the 19th of November this year at the Blair Hotel. Unfortunately, due to building renovations, we may not be in the same location as previous years, but we are sure that they'll do all they can to accommodate us appropriately as a group. After a flurry of emails when Gaggle Mail was opened up last weekend, it has all seemed to settle down, and I feel that it can be used in a respectful manner so as not to cause too much spam to the general membership. The moderators will try and keep it under control and within reasonable bounds. The information for our regular weekly nets is Monday night AHAR's 2-meter net, 147.00 MHz, on VK5RID at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHAR's member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB Dean on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30, one of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. And the ANZA DX Net. The ANZA Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It is a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 per day, and it would be a great platform for those working towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursday, which is Ladies' Day, but all are welcome any day. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so that we can share things with all of our members. And don't forget to check out the AHAR's website and the AHAR's Facebook group page. Well, that's all for now for me, so stay happy and keep making contacts. And stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, or perhaps good evening. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next event is our monthly fox hunt, coming up on Friday the 13th of October, where there'll be three transmitters hidden within a 5 kilometre radius of the start location defined. We start at the North Adelaide Aquatic Centre car park at 6:30 p.m, with Liaison on the VK5RSB 70cm repeater during the hunt. The frequencies of the foxes are 145.3, 144.39 and 439.4 MHz, with more details available on the AREG website. Our monthly meeting is on Friday the 20th of October, and for this month's talk, Scott, VK2JAX, will be presenting on the basics of astrophotography. This talk will be presented via Zoom from the Tamworth Astronomy and Science Centre, weather permitting, and will include live demonstrations of their premier instrument, the 34-inch Hewitt camera. Finally, don't forget that Sunday the 26th of November is AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale. This will be held at the David Roche Park, the Dogs SA facility, in Kilburn, opening for sellers at 9 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. We've already got a few commercial vendors lined up, including ConnectVK and QSL Comms, with more to be announced. The entry fee will be $5 for buyers, $10 for a seller car park spot, with an extra $5 for a trailer spot. Bookings for sellers will be opening shortly, so keep an eye out on the AREG website for more information on how to book your spot. As usual, for more information on the upcoming events, check out the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Col, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Club President Peter, VK5BE, and Nick, VK5NJS, have been slaving away on our current major project, which I hope to be able to tell you all about in the next week or two. They have also been busy experimenting with upgrading our ability to live stream meetings via Skype in order that those members who can't attend in person can still be part of the action. Apparently they pretty much have it all sorted, so hopefully we may have a few more attendees at our next meeting. Speaking of which, David, VK5DG, will be filling us in on his de-expedition to Norfolk Island, which took place from the 21st of July until the 28th. David's presentations always attract a good deal of interest, and we expect to have a packed house again for this one. This will take place on Friday the 6th of October in our club rooms at 7:30 p.m. sharp. Sometimes it's a bit of a challenge to come up with presenters or topics, but somehow we always seem to be able to pull something out of the hat. The coffee and chat mornings continue, and just lately have seen excellent numbers attending. The relaxed and informal atmosphere probably helps, but they have always been an enjoyable hour or so of discussion on a wide range of things about all sorts. Occasionally members bring along something of interest to make the rest of us jealous. For example, a couple of weeks back, Tom, VK5EE, brought along his Lab 599 Discovery TX500 10-watt radio. Beautifully made, it is a work of art with its fully machined aluminium chassis. It uses high-quality aircraft connectors for power, audio out, etc. Designed in the Ukraine and built in Dubai, it is a very high-quality unit. Thank you, Tom. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say, 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD. Now, wake up, and it's time for the Northeast Radio Club news. Yes, we're saving daylight again, so you better put some of it away for use during those cold, dark winter nights. We had a very large group at the Blue Gums Hotel for last Friday's Fifth Friday lunch. It was very enjoyable, with lots of fine food and drink, and many and varied conversations were had. So thanks to Sir Lunchalot for organising this excellent function. Now, the Northeast Radio Club meeting on Friday the 13th of October will be a presentation by Linton, VK5FLYN, who will be telling us all about the Citizens Radio Monitoring Service in the Gawler Barossa area. So never mind the ominous date of Friday the 13th, get to the Modbury West Community Hall by 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Now, the Northeast Radio Club meeting on Friday the 27th of October, we will have Tony, VK3JED, who will be talking about ham radio over IP, DMR, free DMR, and other multiple networks. Starting with VOIP in the mid-1990s, and all the early experiments up to the present day with digital modes, such as DMR, M17, and multi-mode networks. And this talk will be on the free DMR talk groups, 969 or YSF-50535 and M17-432D and All-Star-27154. And also Dale, VK5ZFH, will be present and doing a show and tell of the hardware involved. So bring along your handheld and join in the fun. Well, that's all we have for this week. Now, I don't know, in daylight saving, do you have to wind your clocks up more often? Never mind. Stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.